From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now. There's been another deadly school shooting, this time at Reynolds High School in Troutdale, Oregon, outside of Portland. Here's Troutdale Police Chief Scott Anderson in a news conference about an hour ago.
A gunman entered the high school this morning, shot one student. Unfortunately, that student has died. The gunman was located, and the gunman is also deceased.
KGW-TV spoke to students, and one described what it was like inside the building.
We just saw people running everywhere, like people screaming. We didn't know what was going on, and we just all went to the back of the classroom. We were all scared.
For the latest, we turn now to Rob Manning, education reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. He's in Troutdale. And Rob, if you could describe where you are and what's happening at the moment.
Well, right now I'm at a place that was designated by authorities initially for parents to come and pick up their students. It's basically a supermarket parking lot. And there have been some parents who have come here looking for their kids. Some have actually been able to, I believe, but most of the dropping off was actually moved to a different spot. This is where the police briefing was that the tape was from that you played just a moment ago. Certainly there were a lot of very, very worried parents here not long ago. They're now, you know, mostly feeling, I think, relief at being able to reconnect with their children.
So have SWAT teams completed evacuating Reynolds High?
As of right now, they are still evacuating the high school. It's a large high school. It's 2,500 students. And they're being very methodical about it. They're talking to students as they're leaving. They're also going through the building, making sure that they have accounted for all the students, make sure that, you know, they know who's there and know that they're leaving the building safely. So that's still going on right now.
Now, we heard Troutdale Police Chief Scott Anderson say in that piece of tape a moment ago that the gunman was located and also deceased. What more do we know about the gunman? Was it a self-inflicted wound? Do we know anything about the gunman's identity?
We don't at this point. We are waiting for a press conference, another briefing that's going to happen in a little while now, about a half an hour, where we're hoping that we'll get more details like that. Those questions were asked, but the police were not feeling comfortable releasing that information, or maybe didn't know all the details at the initial press conference earlier this morning.
Now, people who have seen the images on television stations this morning and through the early afternoon have seen those images of students being led out of the school with their hands on their heads. Sadly, an all too familiar image in America these days. But the Reynolds School District superintendent praised how students exited the school. I mean, have they been practicing for this kind of evacuation?
There are drills and preparedness things that are done in schools these days. I think they were ramped up after the Clackamas Town shooting, Clown Center shooting some time ago, where, you know, there was a shopping mall incident. And since then, there have been a lot more security measures taken inside of schools. More training has been done with police. And so, yes, as you said, the superintendent was very pleased with how students were coming out. And you heard later from students and from parents, you know, that the buzz inside the school was, hey, this is not a drill, suggesting that they had been through drills. And we spoke earlier just a bit ago with a woman who is waiting for her daughter to come out of the school. She's a substitute teacher, actually, on her first day as a substitute at Reynolds High School. She had heard the shots from down the hall, and she is being kept inside the building until all the students are out.
Rob Manning, education reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting, speaking to us from Troutdale, Oregon. Rob, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Here and Now.